Now, there's one more very, very, very important datum, and not very much time to give it to you here. You can take every and any chronic somatic difficulty, aberration, or worry that a case has, spot its time on the E-meter, and run it just like a field. And you'll wind the case up, and the reason I mentioned dub-in, is you'll probably run into this, doing this, you'll wind the case up in its lowest zone of responsibility on the track. And you're liable to get a dub-in phenomena in doing this. So don't get too disturbed by it, because it'll blow through. The person isn't normally a dub. You run this lowest zone of responsibility, you'll get a momentary or a longer dub, perhaps. It's all going to be scrambled and look wrong and grouped wrong and the wrong people present and all that sort of thing. Well, you run them up through the thing and you do it. Now, the auditing command by which you handle this, of course, is some version of responsibility on the incident that the person is at that moment looking at. Well, the auditing command has not been smoothly worked out, and you just have to work it out to fit the circumstances, you see. But it'd be, don't pin them completely, utterly on and on with just that incident, you see, because they're going to go up and down the track from it and mess around with it, and all kinds of things occur in the vicinity of the incident. So you can't say what part of 8 billion years ago, you see, could you take responsibility for or something like that. That's not going to work. Let's say this person had a withered leg and you decided to go for broke on it. Now, the first condition is you've got to set the case up to run. You've got to get the case into good two-way communication with you and give the case some kind of a win in PT, the present lifetime, just like you set it up. Now, you're going to get rid of this condition and so forth. Well, you can get rid of that condition, smash, crash, if the case can be audited by you and hasn't got ARC brakes on. Another datum here is the ARC brakes that you run into with a case is from a former session, not from the session the ARC brakes are apparently occurring in. Case was not set up to be audited when you audited it. Case had overts, with holes, and so forth on auditing before you saw it into the case. And if you're the auditor and you've been the auditor consistently, it's probably session day before yesterday that's hanging up, not the session. You can waste more time on ARC brakes trying to run the ARC brakes the PC is running into if you were doing a halfway decent job of auditing. Now, in running a chronic somatic this way, remember to have the case set up so it can run and two-way communication going, and then adapt the auditing command in some way to take care of the scenery and its various sequences and consequences and run responsibility on it. Something on the order of, what about that scene you are experiencing? Could you be responsible for? Or what part of that scene you're experiencing could you cause? Something of that nature, being tailored up for the particular thing. You see, there's too many varieties of worries. You know, it might be just a feeling, you know. Well, what part of that feeling could you be responsible for? But that might not be enough because it'll branch out into a picture. So you've got to label this thing so the PC can continue to run it even though it changes. And if you label it too precisely, of course, you won't permit its change. Got that? This is a very, very important step in Scientology because it tells us that we could make whizzeroos out of almost any human difficulty. I see some glasses around here. You could spot, not glasses on the track, but you could spot bad eyesight or something like that on the track. And then whatever showed up in that vicinity, you'd run responsibility on it. And you quickly get the hang of this sort of thing. And I think you'll learn that you also have to adapt the auditing command as you encounter it. Okay? Well, that's all I've got to tell you today. I hope you digest it well. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.